Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Are you happy? Moms, are you happy? Did you get breakfast in bed? No. Hey, what's going on here? I thought that was a traditional thing that moms get. Well, Pastor Judy didn't get breakfast. I went to Dunkin' Donuts for her, but I didn't. Amen. I'm going to have Pastor Judy come up. Amen. What we want to do right now, we have a busy day ahead of us, different things, videos for you, just make it a celebration of you moms, and we want to pray for you. Amen. Glory to God. So if we could have all the moms or grandmothers come up, and we just want to pray for you this morning. Just bless you.
Amen. You know, it's powerful. Prayers are powerful. And we're not just praying for you this morning as just something to do. We believe as we pray for you this morning, we're covering you with the blood of Jesus. We're covering you with the protection of God. Some can move over here. And we just want to lay hands on you as pastors, because we're living in an age right now where it's moms have to really grab a hold of the right wisdom of God in the decisions that they make for their children, and their grandchildren, you know. And so, how many of you know we need our grandparents as well, amen. And so, as we pray for you, I just want you to receive the wisdom of God, the protection of God, and take what we pray for you. Hallelujah. And believe with us, amen, over your family. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. In congregation, just those of you that are out there, boy, look how many moms we have up here. Glory to God.
The moms are filling up the church.
just get yourself in agreement with us. Amen.
Amen.
Stretch your hands out. Amen. To
if you can stand up in the back and reach your hand out, and let's all agree, you know, one can put 1,000 in flight, two can put 10,000 in flight. Let's all agree for God to move in these families and protect these families. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're just going to go by and just receive the anointing on you.
I'm going to pray a prayer. Amen. As you're praying for them, okay?
Thank you, Father.
Heavenly Father, yes, we just come to you right now.
In the name of Jesus.
And we thank you for every thank mom you, Father, that is standing, every mom, every grandma that's standing in
yes,
this
God,
place for their family.
This morning.
And I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, over their families. Father, we pray in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus for your wisdom and your understanding
yes.
to be imparted
Jesus.
Unto these moms, that they make wise decisions every day. We bind
Hallelujah.
The spirit of confusion. We pray for a revelation of truth over every child. And Father, we speak the blessing in their home, that they will be blessed and their children will be blessed coming in and going out, because your blessing is upon them. And we just thank you for that, Father. We thank you for protection, that no harm will come to them or their family. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. We praise you for your glory in every home, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray that your presence increases in every home, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit reveals everything that needs to be prayed over their children in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father. In Jesus' name. We call our children warriors. We say that they're being raised up for such a time as this, but they'll be mighty in the kingdom and fulfill all that God has called them to do in Jesus' name. It doesn't matter whether they're 5 or 55. They will fulfill the plan and the destiny of God in Jesus' name. We declare it from this place. In Jesus' name.
Give you praise.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Right now, in Jesus'
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Glory to God. We give
we
you praise.
We release that anointing, Father.
Thank you, Father. Release that
breaks
anointing.
Every yoke in every home.
Thank
in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father, for that anointing.
I'll tell
glory.
You, each mom represents an army in this
Hallelujah.
Place this morning.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Come on, lift
praise
up your hands
God.
And praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You go ahead and be seated. We have a video clip that we want to play for you. Amen.
We love you.
A teddy bear. What a joy. Great things and beautiful things.
My smile. Make her.
Just be patient with this. There was a lot of work that went into it, and we're trying to get it ready for first service. If not, we'll have it ready for second.
A teddy bear. What a joy. Great things and beautiful things.
My smile. Make her cards. Give her hugs. Me.
Flowers.
Fly with me.
Ali, listen.
Listen to her.
Being around us and enjoying family time together.
Flowers.
Cooking for us when we get along.
I want when I'm being sneaky.
I want when I'm being disobedient.
She doesn't really get mad.
Drawing on the floor.
What we don't listen.
Whoa, don't listen to her.
Oh, like if we don't listen.
Just whenever like. Don't really listen to her.
Repetitiveness.
Be on top of Albert.
When we don't take out the trash.
When we don't get along.
Me not cleaning up after myself.
So I want to meet her with the restaurant. To the restaurant.
Our living room.
Nova.
Tartan because she goes to Tartan every single day.
Thrift store.
Maybe at her mom's house in Chicago, something like that.
Jamaica. Definitely Jamaica.
The beach. Yeah, the gut.
She cleans the house up.
Cook us breakfast, cook us dinner, cleans up.
Drink coffee.
Laundry.
He goes to the store.
The Bible.
Have the
sign. Be cute.
She like takes care of us.
She always makes us dinner after school. She prays for us in the car every morning.
Ask me about my day.
Till this day, clean up my room.
I love you.
To be good.
Be a good boy.
Go to bed.
Do you need to eat dinner when you walk, Louie?
Clean up the floor.
Sleep.
Just like reminding me to do things.
That I'm cute.
I love you, Lena.
Be careful around the people that you're with because they could influence how you act.
Never to let the people influence you and to be the better person at school.
She always tells me that I'm protected anywhere I go because I fear the Lord.
You never know when your family's not going to be here one day, so. Like, always love them.
Evening.
She likes to go to church.
She did a dance toy with it. Dance.
Hang out with me.
Read a Bible.
She usually likes to just, like, be around us.
The ocean.
Listening to the Word of God.
I don't know, I guess kind of just, like, talk to us, like, we sit down, me, Kamari, my mom, my dad, and just like, we talk. It's like, she gets the most joy in that. We always end up laughing.
The color of skin.
We happy.
Brush our teeth.
I look like her. I already know about that one.
Drawing.
I'm almost the same size of her.
Facial expression. Because we both have, like, a lot of creativity.
We both have good discernment.
We both have the same like energy. We both want to get stuff done that we need to do.
We're both perfectionists and like everything to be perfect.
Oh, so many things.
I have pink pants and Mama doesn't. Well, her is different.
We're not the same height.
She has a lot of money.
We don't have the same color here.
Emotions.
He knows like what she's supposed to be doing, and I'm still trying to figure that out with her help, of course.
When she was younger, she used to play softball and was really good at it, but I do cheer, and she wants me to do softball.
She loves to be clean, and she wants the house to be clean, and I do not like to clean stuff, so.
The way how we think about different situations.
I can do things just like in the moment, and she has to have like weeks or days ahead of time.
Yeah, I can just go with the flow sometimes.
A camera, a roommate, a friend, and puppies,
a flower,
air fryer,
infinitely time to be with us in love.
Like a flower?
California Disney tickets.
Glasses.
A new car.
Unlimited flights anywhere because she loves to travel around the world on vacation.
Yeah, I would buy her a bunch of new stuff for the kitchen, like new knives and stuff like that.
Another house.
Cooking dinner with her.
She makes me happy.
Yellow! She makes funny dances.
That she loves me.
Black hair.
That she's my mom, and I'm just thankful for her.
It makes me breakfast.
Go outside.
And she played with me, and she tickled me.
Everything. She's a good mom.
Yes, ma'am.
She's always there at every single event that we have. She never misses anything. Oh yeah, she's dedicated. She's been to every single track meet, every single dance recital, every single practice that she's allowed to go to. And in elementary school, she went on all the field trips. Yeah, she was chaperoned. She was chaperoning all of our field trips in Rugal.
She told me she loved Meg. She loved me so much.
Because she tells me she loves me. And she gets me a lot of stuff that I want.
She surprises me with candy.
She drives me places.
She makes food for me.
She'll let us have fun. But then also, so like, say no to things, so I can learn not to do those things.
She really just like takes care of us, and even when we're down, she's able to pick us up and help us out.
She says it every day, and even through hard times, she's there for me.
Hugs. She says to me, I'm the best daughter ever.
She says I love you.
Like, she's just there for us no matter what. Like to cook for us, to do our laundry, to clean around the house, to take us. She's just there for us whenever we need her to be.
She's constantly praying for us, like there's never a second where she doesn't pray for us. And she sends us like Bible verses in a little like paragraph at school after lunch.
But her actions always speak louder than her words. The things she tells me, the things that she's done for me, that she continues to do for me. Yeah, that's how I know she loves me.
Hey, can I go now? I'm excited, babe. I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. I love you, Mom. Happy Mommy's Day.
I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's 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 Day.
Yeah. I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
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 Amen, amen, amen. How many of you have moms in heaven today? Do you wish them happy Mother's Day too? Hallelujah. Praise God. They're really having a celebration up there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, that's hard to follow. You know, praise the Lord. A lot of good little actors coming up. Amen. Mother's Day. What can we say about Mother's Day? Hallelujah. I was reading some different things that pastors had to say about Mother's Day, and almost every one of them said Mother's Day sermons are the hardest sermon of the whole year to put together. And I know why. There's so many different avenues that you could go, and there are some, you know, I mean, some people have lost their moms the present year and so on and so forth, so it can be a time of sadness, it could be a time of joy, celebration, so there's all kinds of emotions involved in Mother's Day, praise God. But I'll tell you what, our moms will always be with us, whether they're here in their physical body or they're with us in spirit. Amen. Those of us that have moms that have gone ahead, the Bible talks about a great cloud of witnesses that's urging us on. Hallelujah. And you know, mom's prayers are so strong and so important. I think they last through eternity. Amen. You're a quiet bunch this morning. Hallelujah. I have to get down and have a shouting service. Praise the Lord. Or was that video got to you, right? Okay, all right. It's not me, it was a video. Hallelujah. In 2014, the Americans spent $1.9 billion on flowers and cards. That's a lot of money. But wait till you hear what we're spending now in 2000. This was actually last year's amount. Amen. But 2023, over $11 billion was spent on moms. Amen. Hallelujah. So moms are very important. And just to throw this out, $7 billion was spent on fathers. Almost double for moms. Glory to God. You like those flowers, don't you? And those. Pastor Judy's just now enjoying flowers. You said what?
No, somebody bought me a flower. I said, I'm just now
enjoying. Oh, you said that too? Glory to God. Amen. When we first come back here in the ministry and stuff, I'd buy Pastor Judy roses, and she said, how much do they cost? We were living by faith back then, so I don't think she appreciated the roses. But last week I bought her some, and they've lasted, so. Amen. It's a lot easier when you do have money to buy and to receive gifts, right? Glory to God. So you moms are very important. And just to throw this out at you, I thought it was quite interesting that it was a study done, and all of the jobs that moms do is worth a lot of money. And I was shocked when I looked at how much. And one place talked about 18 different jobs mothers do. And in fact, in salary.com, it said a mom that does 18 different jobs, and some of them are chauffeurs, gardeners, family counselor, maintenance workers, cleaning woman, housekeeper, cook, errand, runner, bookkeeper, interior decorator, caterer, dietitian, secretary, hostess, is worth, if you would get a paycheck, would be $184,820. This is from salary.com. You think you're worth that much? Hallelujah. I'm going to give yourselves a hand. That was $184,000. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So you're worth a lot of money. A year. You want to change, you know, amen? Come on, ladies, how many of you would like to get paid for what you do, huh? Come on, clap. That's a year. That was salary.com. Okay, I want us to look at Matthew chapter 15, verse 21, get some scripture in here for you and share some things with you, and then we have a song that we want to play for you this morning. This is the Gentile woman that... the faith of a Gentile woman. And I want to read in verse 21. Then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And a Gentile woman who lived there came to him pleading, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, for my daughter. Now, this is the mom going to Jesus. She needed a miracle for her daughter. Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, for my daughter is possessed by a demon that torments her severely. Verse 23, but Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. Talking about being, you know, ignored. Here, Jesus, she came with an urgent need, and Jesus kind of ignored her. But you know what? Jesus wanted to see where her faith was. Jesus knew, amen, praise God, what he was going to do, but he was trying to locate her determination. Amen? Was she going to be an easy quitter and give up and just walk away and say, oh, poor me, or whatever? No, that mom was a fighter. Say a fighter. She was determined, okay? Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. And then the disciples stepped in, amen, to send her away. Tell her to go away, they said. She's bothering us with all of her begging. Verse 24 says, then Jesus said to the woman, I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel. She was shunned again. But she came and worshiped him, pleading again, Lord, help me. And Jesus responded again, it isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs. Now, how many of you moms would have just kept pushing? Some of you, amen, I just keep pushing. I just keep going. I mean, you know, look how many times Jesus and the disciples, they wanted to, you know, I mean, the disciples did anyway, wanted to get rid of this woman that was begging, was causing a problem, and so on and so forth. You know, sometimes moms and dads, we need to be a problem, right? To get what we want, praise God. Not from God, because God's a loving God. But verse 27 locates this woman's faith. She replied, well, that's true, Lord, but even dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath their master's table. Hallelujah. And then verse 28 says, dear woman, Jesus said to her, your faith, your determination, you're unwilling to quit or give up. Your request is granted, and her daughter was instantly healed. Praise God. And that's the way that we need to have our attitudes be in the world in which we live right now. Amen? Not that we're trying to get God to do anything, because he's a loving heavenly father, but we have a fight. In fact, in the book of Nehemiah, it talks of that we need to fight for our children. Amen? And this is what this woman was doing. She was fighting. She was aggressive. She wasn't laid back. Whatever will be, but she was aggressive with her faith. And moms, there's no other, you know, dads, sometimes we're kind of wimpy. But your moms, something rises up on the inside of you. It's a mom anointing. Come on now. Some of you have been there before. Don't mess with my kids, right? Don't mess with my house. Hallelujah. You have that anointing come on you. It has to be from God. But there are several things that I see about this woman. She was desperate. And sometimes we have to get to the point of desperation. I think that's what we are in America right now. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. The righteous, the church, the Jesus Christ is getting desperate for a change. And we are the ones that's going to bring forth a change in the ecclesia, the house of God, the kingdom of God in the earth today. Praise God. She knew that she wasn't doing it all right by herself. She had tried other ways, probably. She'd done this, she'd done that. But she knew that if she could get to Jesus, so she was determined, just like a woman with an issue of blood. She was determined to get to Jesus. She had great love for her child. Amen. That made her accept Jesus as silent and yet still go forward and not retreat. Still pressure Jesus, amen? No matter how many rebuffs that she got from Jesus or the disciples, we don't want you here. We don't have time for you. We're not going to do that, amen? Come on, and this, in the natural, this is talking about Jesus. How many of you know, moms, that you've had to do this with doctors? Come on, they wanted to not do something for your kid or something, and it just brought something rise up on the inside of you, and you will do it. Amen? I've been around Pastor Judy, and she don't mess around. Glory to God. Amen. I remember when our daughter was in the floating hospital right after she was born, and the doctors giving blood transfusion and stuff like that. And the doctors wanted to bring us into the room and talk to us. Right? You know what that means. So, being a good husband and everything, I said, well, honey, let's go listen to see what they have to say. But would Pastor Judy? No. I don't go and hear that crap. I don't know if she said that word, but that was her attitude. I'm not going to hear any bad reports. Amen. So she's yelled at surgeons and everything else. Amen. That want to do this for to our daughter and that to our no. And all of you women, you have that fight in you to protect that protection. Amen. That protection anointing. And that's what this, the love for your children, the love for your household. Amen. Praise God. And then she had what we call vision. Think about this, vision. She refused to see her child remain demon-possessed. She looked beyond. She knew that there was a remedy. She knew that there was a fix. She knew that if she could get to Jesus. And no matter what, you know, I mean, she lowered herself in a way. She said, even the puppies eat from the crumbs that fall under the master's table. So whatever it took, she was desperate. She had vision. She saw that if she could just get Jesus to respond, everything would be all right. Hallelujah. Amen. All would be all right. Glory to God. So desperation, what is the cost? What is this going to cost me? What is this going to cost me? Amen? Even if people ridicule you, even if your family stands against you and say you shouldn't be acting that way, you shouldn't be going this direction, you got to do this for your children or that. No, you know what God has put in your heart, and you've got to stick with it no matter what. Amen? And you have that God-given drive on the inside of you, which is the love of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. And again, vision. She saw by faith the end result. That the Word of God says, moms, you and your household shall be saved. I don't care if your kids are brats now or whatever. They could be grown and adults and not going by the way of the way you believe or the things of God. But don't lose hope. See the vision of them coming into the house of God, being born again. Confess the word over them. Hallelujah. That they're going to be saved. They're going to heaven. Amen. I'm not going to heaven without them. I'll drag them by their coattails. Bless God. Hallelujah. That's the promise of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And whatever, against all odds, being fully persuaded, being fully persuaded, becoming unstoppable. And there's so many women in the Bible that we could talk about. And I think about Moses' mother over in Exodus chapter 1 and chapter 2. How Pharaoh had ordered all of the young boys to be thrown into the Nile River and killed. But Moses' mother, she had a better plan. She had a better idea. Amen? She used the Nile River, which was the signature of death for all of the male children. Amen. In Israel, she used that, turned that around. She put little baby Moses in a basket. Amen. Sealed it where it was waterproof. She put it out there in the Nile River, glory to God, where she knew Pharaoh's daughter was going to come and bathe. And she sent her daughter out there to view everything. And it's a miracle. It's a miracle. God put that. See, God will put things on your heart, moms, that you can pray through, that you might not know how to fix a certain situation. Amen? But I believe that was God's plan. Somehow this thing was downloaded in Moses' mom, and she said, I'm going to protect, I'm going to keep my young son alive, no matter what the cost. And if you read that story, she ends up, the Pharaoh's daughter comes, finds the baby in the basket, takes him home, amen, to Pharaoh's house, raises him in all of the understanding and knowledge of Egypt, and then his own mom is being able to come over there and take care of Moses when he was a young child. Hallelujah. What a miracle. Only God could do that. But what if it happened? Would have it happen if Moses' mom wouldn't have had the courage in the desperation and said, yeah, this might be happening to all of the other male children in Egypt, but it's not going to happen to my baby boy. Hallelujah. I don't care what I'm going to do. Praise God. And you say, well, yeah, but Moses was anointed even before he was born to be the deliverer of it. Yeah, but your children were born for a purpose also. Amen. They were born for a destination to be used by God. Hallelujah. And listen, it's your direction, moms. It's your prayers, moms. It's going to cause them to make the right choices. And yeah, sometimes they won't make the right choices, but God knows how to get them back on track. Hallelujah. He might have to get them to wander in the wilderness for a few years, but he'll get them back on track. Hallelujah. Moms of Living Word, you are a powerful woman. And we're in a season right now that you have to have the anointing. You have to be women of prayer. You have to know how to guide your household. Sometimes slap your husbands upside the head. You have women? Yeah, I got to do that. Now, Judy, I'm just kidding. She don't have the temper like she used to. Hallelujah. But seriously, guidance. God has placed. That's why in the Garden of Eden, Adam could not survive without a helper. And God looked down at Adam and shook his head. He's got to have a helper. And so God created the woman. Amen. And then the family. Hallelujah. But praise the Lord for the wisdom of you, moms.